Talk sauce. Talk sauce. Bo and Jack are just a couple dudes recapping life. Talk sauce. Talk sauce. Talk sauce. Talk sauce.
Hey, everybody, we're back again with Talk Sauce, the podcast for Talk Sauce.
My Talk Sauce. How long can we talk like this?
Imagine we do the whole podcast. I thought I should.
You're going to bail?
For consistency's sake.
I can't believe you bailed on the bit.
Dude, so you know what I was just thinking?
What's that?
I've got this futon behind me now, right? Bo's futon.
Bo's bed, yeah.
Yeah. dude, what if I set up like how Connor had it in the studio and I just podcasted from the futon?
That'd be kind of dope, dude.
That'd be awesome.
Lay down like you're on a therapy couch.
I wonder if I could, because if I just got, you know what I could do is just get like one of those little TV trays.
Yeah, like a little like couch desk
thing. Well, I guess all I would really have to do is get like a stand for the mic, but that sounds, I feel like those are probably expensive.
Yeah.
I don't want it that bad.
Or a little table.
Yeah, but then I'd have to like lean forward. I want to be able to, if I'm in the futon, I might as well lounge. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I see. I got you.
Like there's no point in moving to the futon unless
I'm lounge. Can hold it like I do with baby mic.
Yeah, but then I like, you know, I talk with my hands.
Yeah, baby mic kind of forces you to be stoic.
Yeah, and you're used to the whole mic game. It's a new thing for me.
Dude, we've been doing this for 2 years. It's not new.
Have we been doing it for 2 years now?
We've been doing it for over 2 years.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
Whoa. Wait, when did we start? It wasn't October, was it?
October 2020. Yeah, we started that first year of COVID. Shit.
Dude, that's crazy.
Yeah, I think I said something to you one time. I was like, we've been doing last month, October. We started in October 2020.
Whoa. I'm having like a moment right now.
Yeah, dude.
God, it's been a fucking nightmare. I can't believe I've had to talk to you so much.
Let's make this episode a clip show and just recreate some of our favorite
stuff right now. Man, I just don't think I like have it in me to go back and like dig stuff out, but I think it would be fun to do like a clip show.
It would be exhausting work. Those first episodes were like hours long.
Yeah, they're dense. And I guess we could do it just from like when we went on Spotify. How long have we been on Spotify? I'm going to check.
I'm going to say...
Are you sure we've been doing this for 2 years?
Yes.
Dude. Let me check. I'm checking Spotify right now. That's why we're not talking. Both full time. Okay.
So Jack's checking Spotify to see how long we've been on Spotify. I'm going to say we've been on Spotify for a year.
Over a year.
Over.
Wow.
When did we start doing Spotify?
September of 21. So we really did it for a full year before we put it on Spotify?
I suppose so.
I guess. I mean, it was number 27 that was on Spotify.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Wow. It's going to take us a while to get to 100,000 episodes.
What is this one?
76, actually. That's pretty good. I mean,
so that's like a year and a half's worth of podcasts over the course of 2 years.
Yeah, true. That is actually pretty close to, not that close to weekly. It's 70% of weekly. That's not bad, honestly.
I thought it would have been worse, honestly.
Yeah.
Well, we've been doing it for about 25 months.
True, but we don't talk about that.
Yeah, because every year we probably take like 3 months off. And then when we're good, we're really good. But when we're bad, we're really bad.
Yeah, we're back, baby. I feel like because now I'm totally moved into the new place. I got the futon. So there's no excuses now for my end. You're settled into the new job, I feel like.
Yeah.
Well, it also gets dark earlier, so there's less to do.
So let me ask you this. What do you think the next 2 years of Talk Sauce hold?
Man. I know there's going to be a lot of sauce and a lot of talking.
For sure. I was going to say bankruptcy.
Yeah, I could see that. I kind of didn't even want to predict that just because it was so obvious. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess it's a little hack. us going bankrupt is definitely a little hack. I don't know. That's tough. A new president? potentially, wow. or reelected president, another presidential election. So we have some Talk Sauce election specials coming up in the next.
Oh my God. Let's do live election reporting like Fox News' election.
I don't know if I should handle that.
Like we have the map and you stand by it like the weatherman and you're like, here.
Do you remember how tense the 2020 election was like that night?
Oh my God.
I was so anxious.
It's every election. I hate it.
It is exhausting. Yeah, there was the election last week. I was a little less stressed, but you know.
Yeah, because it's not like the president, you know.
There's a lot of people think that Donald Trump's going to announce his bid for presidency today.
Oh, yeah. Did you see I think he tweeted or he released a statement or something. And he's like, this will be one of the most important speeches in human history or something like that.
Hold on, let me see. I hope just for the sake of humor that it has nothing to do with him.
Yeah, I'm going to let me tell you exactly what he said because I don't want to misquote it. But it was like,
yeah.
Oh, wait, hold on. I feel like that's supposed to be soon, right?
I would have thought it would have happened already.
He might have already expected to announce third campaign. God.
What time?
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Hold on. I think I found it. It's loading. God damn it. It's trying to make me register for frickin' Wall Street Journal. Oh, here you go. No, I got the important part. So here's what he said on Wednesday. So this was last Wednesday, I believe. He promised a very big announcement, hyping it as perhaps the most important speech given in the history of the United States. I didn't exaggerate it. I wanted to make sure that I wasn't exaggerating it, but it's actually that ridiculous. So
to take a little context, let's think of some of the most important speeches that have ever occurred in American history. A Day That Will Live in Infamy, I Have a Dream.
Yeah, definitely beats those two, right?
The Gettysburg Address. I'm guessing George Bush did something after 9/11. That would probably be more important.
Bill Clinton defending himself whenever he got in trouble.
I did not have
Monica
sexual
Lewinsky.
Relations. Yeah. That's my personal favorite.
Yeah, it's big time.
fuck. Here, I'll JFK's moon speech.
Oh, I love that. We don't do things because they're easy.
We do these things because they are hard.
Because they're hard.
And then he lists all these things. I was actually reading that speech for...
That's a pretty awesome speech.
It's really cool. He's like, why does Rice play Texas? And he like was... Because he was speaking at Rice, I think.
Oh, dude, we talked about this on the podcast, I'm pretty sure. At least we definitely talked about
it. I definitely think this isn't the first time JFK's moon speech has come up on the podcast.
Yeah, we've gone through everything. We're back on JFK's.
That we've circled back to JFK's moon speech.
Full circle. Dude, I'm pretty excited. Let me see when the speech is. Maybe we can watch it together, hang out.
Yeah, I would have thought it would happen by now.
It said 4 hours ago he was... An article said he's expected tomorrow at 9 p.m. Eastern.
Expected during Speech Tuesday. Everyone just says Speech Tuesday, Speech Tuesday. But what time is the speech? Speaking at a rally in Ohio last week, Trump told supporters are making a very big announcement on Tuesday.
No, it says 9 p.m. Eastern Tuesday. So that's today.
Oh, he's doing it. I guess he wants the West Coast to be able to tune in. That's nice of him.
That is nice of him. He's got, you know, most of his constituency is in California, of course.
Yeah, Californians notorious for their
notorious Trump supporters.
Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think there's a what state do you think is the biggest supporter of Donald Trump?
Probably Alabama. Mississippi.
Those states are probably up there.
Yeah. I think it's like mostly the impoverished ones that don't I don't know, that blame other factors that are in denial.
Yeah, that don't realize he's actively going against their best interest. Yeah.
Exactly.
You have to respect the con, you know.
Yeah. What about, like, I don't know. I feel like it's just got to be one of those southern states, right? Have you seen this billboard? Apparently, it's like in between Dallas and Austin on 35, I think. And it's like Donald Trump sitting and then Jesus like behind him.
Like, awesome.
Dude, unreal. People spend money on this shit. There's all kinds of these like wild ass Donald Trump.
I bet someone took their pension.
Dude, it's just like these religious Donald Trump billboards that someone's spending a shit ton of money on.
Isn't that a sin, like false idoling or whatever, like worshiping false idols?
Surely it's a sin. There's no way it's not, especially him. Like, he's not exactly a pious guy.
Yeah, but he did swear on a Bible once, maybe twice.
True.
He swore on two Bibles, if I remember correctly. That's how much this man loves religion.
That's big time. Yeah, I don't know. It's very strange. I guess it's really just any like right wing leader. They'll be, but
they just,
I don't
throw
know
on the buzzwords.
Like, it's one thing liking Trump, but just to like tying it back to being devoutly religious just
to
seems so
him?
Weird to me.
Like, it that's yeah. like worship. You know,
I want to see if I can find this billboard. I bet somebody. I wish we could share a screen on this. That's like
I
our
know.
One. I've seen like, I swear all of these are in Texas. There's a bunch of them. God bless President.
I saw Trump. How bad did Greg Abbott beat Beto O'Rourke?
I don't know. I didn't even, I just figured it would be by a lot.
Remember one of the funniest things I've ever heard Jack say was when we were walking down the street in Austin. We were walking up a hill, and Jack said, if you're here at the right time of day, you could see Greg Abbott bomb the hill in his wheelchair.
Just definitely a funny down. Mental picture. Dude, he loves it, man. It's pretty hilly in Austin. I think that's why he decided to run for governor.
He's like, I love going downhill.
Yeah, let me tell you, he hates going uphill.
What part of Texas is he from, do you know?
Let me Google it. Dude, I've been Googling a lot
here,
of stuff today.
Hold up. I'm going to guess.
Okay.
I'm going to say Houston.
H-Town? Really?
That's
let me see. Guess. Oh, God. There's all this election stuff coming up, so I don't see his, like, basic information. Oh, guess where he went to? He went to Duncanville High School.
He's from
he was
Northeast Texas?
Wichita Falls.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I thought Dallas would have been too easy. I was like, no, I don't feel like it's Dallas because that was my first guess.
But he went to UT Austin too. Then he went to Vanderbilt Law School. What a savage.
Yeah, what a legend.
What absolute legend, dude. Now
that's
he's
where, that's
Hills
where he
Austin,
lost
Austin,
his,
Texas,
the use
dude.
Of his legs at Vanderbilt from partying way too long. For being way too cool. Karma was like, you're too cool.
You're too cool for legs.
And he said, I understand.
It's because he was standing, like, leaning against the lockers, you know, in that, like, cool guy pose. And then Karma saw him, and they were just like, dude.
He's too cool. He was basically the real-life Fonz. He would hit a jukebox, and a song would play. He was a legend at Vanderbilt. He was in a band called Greg Abbott and his all-star band.
Abbott and the Boys.
Abbott and the Boys. Would you go to a Greg Abbott and the Boys concert after he's done being governor?
Absolutely. I mean, how could you not? If you like, if you just see, you know, those big, like when you're driving down the highway, there's one in Austin next to one of the big like concert venues, and it's just giant like LED kind of billboard where it'll be like Tim McGraw or whatever, and if it was like Greg Abbott and the Boys, and he's got like a flying V guitar.
Greg Abbott and the Boys. He's got a double neck.
Yeah, and a harmonica.
No, you know,
I've never seen
that
combo before.
If he did not the Austin City Limits Festival, although that would be hilarious if he did the Austin City Limits show.
He plays a Beto O'Rourke rally.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
That would be pretty sick.
I'm surprised he wasn't the one who left Texas when it snowed. It's hard to get around on a wheelchair when with all that snow.
You can't leave.
That's true. What if he won? Well, he did win again. What if he, instead of like using a wheelchair, he was like an ancient Roman emperor where he just had like a chair that he had two people on each side lift up and carry, and he just like ate grapes.
That's what I'm doing in communist America, for sure.
Oh, for sure, for sure. Yeah. That's a job. Oh, it's one of the hardest jobs to get communist
America. Yeah, also the lowest paying job.
Yeah.
But it's an honor. But yeah.
It's called lifter of leaders. You get paid negative $50,000 a year.
Yeah, you pay us for the privilege
of being in our proximity.
Yeah. Well, I guess, do you earn money at communist America?
You do if you're a trail guide.
Yeah, that's right. But that's the only capitalist infrastructure. What if the trail guide business just starts booming and the rest of the country goes to shit?
We'd have to step in.
The trails are like super nice.
We'd have to step in and be like, I like the direction this is going, but it must be worse.
Did we tell everyone we're in the backlog? I don't know if we discussed
that. We are in the backlog.
We're in the backlog, yeah. Welcome, everybody. Yeah. Welcome. Hello, future us.
What do you think's going to happen? And what do you think happened last week? Thanksgiving happened.
Oh, yeah. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Well, this is... No, it hasn't happened yet, right?
Thanksgiving's about to happen.
Because this is coming out. All right, so tomorrow's Thanksgiving. What are you doing? Walk me through your consumption of your Thanksgiving. So are you going to your parents' house? Or?
No, I'm staying in New York, but my brother's coming to New York.
Okay. So you guys are just going to go to like Boston Market, or are you going to?
A lot of restaurants in New York do like prefixed Thanksgiving meals. So we're doing that. We're going to a restaurant. I can't remember the name, but it's supposed to be really good. They're doing a Thanksgiving prefix meal. Nice. And then on Saturday, my brother and I are going to see LCD Sound System.
Oh,
I'm
that's
so
a big
amped,
Thanksgiving.
Dude.
You can carbo load with all of the Thanksgiving leftovers.
Do you like LCD Sound System?
Yeah, I'm not like, I know, I can't even remember the names of the songs, but I know like the more popular songs. I like them for sure. It's just like good, easy listening music, I think.
They're really fun. I saw the documentary for Meet Me in the Bathroom, which is the book I've been telling you to read for a while. It's about like the Strokes.
Over 2 years now.
Yeah, that's why I started getting super into LCD Sound System, because they're in that book a lot. But they made a documentary about the book. And I went to a screening of the documentary at the IFC Center in Manhattan like 2 weeks ago. And James Murphy, the main guy of LCD Sound System, said he wanted to make dance music for people who don't like dancing.
That's sick.
It's true, though, because like people who are bad at dancing or something, but I'm a very bad dancer, but I groove out.
Dude, no, you're not. Don't sell yourself short.
Thanks, man.
Did I ever tell you about this one time I was hanging out with Kelly and then like this girl he knew and like her friends, and we were all just like having a good time like at the bars, and I'm like dancing and stuff, just like listening to music. And then this girl looks at me and she goes, "Could you be any more stiff?" And it just absolutely destroyed my vibe. I was like, "Geez,
I'm a pretty stiff dancer."
Yeah, but why would you say that to someone who's like enjoying themselves like dancing, and then you just insult their dance? That'll just ruin your night, bro.
I was playing some music on the speaker in my apartment earlier today, and my roommate was dancing, and he said that when he was once told he dances like a lava lamp.
I don't know what it means, but I would have to see him dance. Can you take a video and send it to me?
If you saw it, you'd be like, yeah.
Yeah, he's looking like a lava lamp.
Because he said that, and I saw it, I was like, he dances like a lava lamp.
Wow. I got to see that.
That's the name
sounds
kind of
cool,
by the way.
Hmm?
Dances like a lava lamp.
Oh, yeah. Dance. Here I am.
Rocking
dancing like a lava lamp.
So what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Well, let me tell you, Bo. No. So I'm going to... On Sunday, my cousin here in Austin is doing like a Friendsgiving thing.
Oh, that's fun. Friendsgivings are really fun.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. So I think he has like 10 people or something, and we're all just going to make
different. What's your responsibility?
Vibes. So Alex and I are doing, Alex has been hyping up this green bean casserole that she makes. She's like, every time I make it, everybody's begging for the recipe. So I haven't had it yet.
That's the most mom slash grandma thing someone our age could ever say.
She's been hyping it up, dude. So I'll let you know next podcast. I'll report back on the green bean casserole situation.
Yeah.
And I think we're doing something else, too. I feel like we're doing like corn or something. I can't remember.
Corn. Big lump of knobs.
Corn. Are you a fan of corn on the cob?
I am, actually. It's really good.
I like
good.
It too. Alex was talking shit on corn on the cob.
I'm a corn guy. I just like corn generally speaking.
Yeah, we got a big surplus of corn in the United States, so you're in the right spot for it.
It's the only food in communist America.
Corn.
That'd corn and dry aged steak.
Dry, like beef jerky?
No, like really fancy steak.
But dry aged? What does that mean?
I don't know. It's what they say when steak is really fancy. Okay. All
right. No, I'm down. I'm in. Say no more.
And then you're going to see the fam and
I'm just going to go up to Dallas doing the turkey trot, of course.
Oh, Gardner family tradition.
I've done it like 15 times or something.
Do you run it?
I think maybe more.
Or do usually, you like kind of walk?
Usually we'll run for a bit and then walk it. It's kind of... It's become like such an event with my family, and you have to wake up pretty early. So we always get up at like 7 and just start drinking. And then we're like,
I would.
It's so aggressive. It's actually pretty fun, though.
I did a turkey trot with my family when my parents lived in Chicago, and I thought it was very fun.
Oh, I bet Chicago would be cool because you go to like downtown Dallas, like right through like where the biggest.
Well, it wasn't like we didn't do the one like in the city proper. We did like a suburban turkey trot, but it was a good time.
Yeah,
the DDs on the turkey trot day.
I mean, nobody gets drunk enough to where they can't freaking drive. But
is there anyone in your family who's currently old enough to drive?
Yeah,
but not old enough to drink?
Yes, there is. Nice. There's two actually, but that's actually been a recurring theme, like for. The existence of the Gardner family is like everyone will drink and then there will be someone who's like between 16 and 21 or like 16 and 20 and that person will end up driving and then it just like slowly like moves down the list. We'll have three more, but no, it's happened so many times. Like we'll all be out to dinner and like everyone would have drank and then we'll be like, Joe, you have to drive
us. That's gotta be one of the best parts of having a huge family.
Yeah. And it's funny cause we'll all be in like the 12 passenger van when we go out to dinner and we just default to like a teenager and driving all these drunk adults around.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Turkey trot. Yeah. That is like a Gardner family classic.
Dude, it's been, I can't even remember how long we've been doing it. We like found the oldest shirt or something. I'll have to check and see. But
when your family, like when all the kids in your family start having their own kids, you guys will have enough people to organize your own turkey trot.
Dude, we actually, so this wasn't the best thing to do in the middle of COVID, but the turkey trot got canceled and my parents were like, we're going to do a turkey trot at our house. And like, so I thought it was just going to be like a couple neighbors, but like 30 people or something. And like, we got like my brother like made a route and he had like it was like a microphone and like a speaker. And he was like explaining like where the route was and stuff to everyone. And I was like,
this was like in your neighborhood.
Yeah. I was like, I'm not posting this on social media.
It was outside.
Yeah. No, I think it was fine. But it was like, it was like when people were like super concerned about it, you know? So yeah. I don't think it was actually like everyone was like far enough apart and stuff. I don't think it was like actually a big deal, but it was in the time when if people saw that you would have gotten chastised.
Oh, sure. Dude. One year, the first Christmas we did in the Pacific Northwest when my parents moved out there, we did Christmas out there and my sister and brother-in-law set up this game where everyone in the family participated. And you started on my parents' driveway. My parents' driveway at the house they were renting at the time was a super long hill. So you drank a drink at the top of the hill. then you had to run a quarter of a mile away. And at the quarter mile away point, there was a beer. And you had to drink the beer. Then you had to go back up the driveway, drink another beer. And you did like a mile.
Like a beer mile?
Yeah. And typically you would do 20, like a quarter of a mile away until you're a mile away or something. But we just did it that way. And my brother started puking.
Like you have to puke.
I won by like 15 minutes. It was awesome.
Wow. When was this?
Like 2 years ago when I was running a lot.
Nice, dude. You're a champ. Have you seen like videos of people doing the beer mile?
No, but I'm aware of it.
Dude, you've got to watch a video of it. People, I just looked it up and it looks like the world record is 4:28.
That's bananas.
So that's like an absurdly fast mile. But what they do is like, I think they chug a beer like at the very beginning, I'm pretty sure. But then there's like this designated area where they're allowed to walk and chug a beer. So they'll be like sprinting. They'll stop for a second, just launch a beer and then do it. You need to look up like the world record pace. It's absurd. Like,
have you heard of the Krispy Kreme 5K?
No, but I'm interested.
It's a 5K. You run half a 5K and at the halfway point, you eat a dozen Krispy Kreme donuts.
Oh my God, a dozen?
It's like officially sanctioned by Krispy Kreme.
No, it's... You eat a dozen to like one person. Yeah.
a dozen Krispy Kremes.
Oh my God, dude.
When a Krispy Kreme donut is hot, it is the best donut.
Yeah, a hot Krispy Kreme. A hot Krispy Kreme is pretty nice.
Just a hot Krispy Kreme with chocolate milk. Oh my God.
How do you feel about eclairs with a little cream filling?
Not my favorite, but I'll eat it.
I like those. What about like an apple fritter donut?
Again, not my favorite. I'm more of like a cake donut guy.
Cake donut, or, dude, you would. You
or would, like a Krispy Kreme type donut. You know what I love? Like a maple bacon bar.
Oh, yeah.
I put that on my Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, baby.
For sure.
How do you feel about, you know, like voodoo donuts?
I like voodoo donuts.
That shit can get a little crazy sometimes for me.
That's sometimes how I feel about Ben and Jerry's, where sometimes I just want like
a just give donut. Your boy some vanilla.
Yeah, or cookies and cream or something. But there are some flavors at Voodoo that I love. Like I love the one that's like cookies and cream with peanut butter.
God, I haven't had Voodoo in forever.
Me actually. Too. But there's some that I love. There's some.
Real quick before we finish up, let me get your take on some controversial food.
Yeah.
Options. Pineapples on pizza. What are your thoughts?
I think it's 100% valid.
Hawaiian. So how do you feel about it? Do you like really like it or is it just
I like actively good? Like it. Although yeah. Here's my recommendation. Instead okay. of ham, do like prosciutto.
Wow, that's fancy, dude. Mm-hmm. Ever since you got the new job, you're like, fuck the ham.
No, I've been doing it that way for a while.
Years. I've been yeah. business. I really like it, but I also think, you know, cause it gets controversial, but I think the only side it's controversial on is the people who are very like adamantly against it.
It's annoying. I'm like, who gives a fuck?
You know? We got pizza for work and like some people wanted Hawaiian and people were like, yeah, like we'll do Hawaiian. And then other people are like, ew, no, like no fucking way.
You're being a baby, like, yeah, up, you know, okay. Except that people have different palates. All right.
All right. I'm glad we're on the same page there. The second is mint chocolate chip ice cream.
I quite like it. It's not my favorite, but I do think it's a refreshing flavor of cream.
I think it kind of tastes like toothpaste.
I disagree.
Okay.
But
I'll
respect that opinion. I will allow that opinion more than I'll allow people who don't like pineapple on pizza. You can not like it, but people who don't like it tend to be like a dick about it.
No, they get like extremely serious about it.
It's like,
yeah, no, I'm glad you feel the same way. Because it was in the office, I had this realization. It's like not that it's a really passionate debate. It's that people who are against it are like insane.
It's like arguing about politics.
Yeah.
You know, I think this is kind of like the perfect Thanksgiving episode because we've talked about food and we've talked about politics. The only thing we haven't talked about is sports.
Yeah.
Hooray, sports.
Sports.
I'm in.
Cowboys lost to the Packers.
I'm pro sports. I'm pro sports. I've decided. Yeah.
The Cowboys lost to the Packers on Sunday. That was disappointing. But the Eagles lost to the Commanders.
I saw every team. There's a reasonable path for every team in the AFC East and the NFC East to make the playoffs this year.
Oh, yeah. I could totally see the NFC East has the best record through 10 weeks of all time right now.
As long as I can remember, the NFC East has always had four mediocre teams or one good team and three bad teams.
Yeah.
I've never seen it where three teams are really good and one team's like fine.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. But that win against the Vikings was pretty sweet, right? Yesterday?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying, baby?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah, we'll see how that ages. Let us know. And then we got the Giants tomorrow. Big day.
Oh, yeah.
Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Oh, we're playing the Giants on Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
That's crazy we're playing them again. It doesn't feel like that long ago that you guys were in New York to watch them play.
It doesn't. I saw the Panthers and the Falcons played other teams the next week and then played again.
That's so, you would think they could schedule a little.
Usually they do it like on, I feel like they usually do one at the beginning and then one at the end of the season, but I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like with your division, you don't want to play them that quick in succession. You kind of want to have a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I don't know. So I feel like this podcast froze a couple times, like while we were talking. I think it added to it, though. Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe there's some shit there. But anyway, thanks, everybody.
DIY and punk. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Bye, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Talk sauce. Talk sauce. Bo and Jack are just a couple dudes recapping life. Talk sauce. Talk sauce. Talk sauce. Talk sauce.